Great box. They're humming it, you know. I just don't know how to do this. That's the only narrative I want to do it. So that way, I had a dinner for all of them. And I don't think I want to call Cooper and Jordan and Anderson and Belcher and Burns and Jones and Springer and Bo and Betts and Collins. Does anybody know I had a dinner for him?
Oh, yeah.
They were all there. I think that's enough. Can you agree?
I called Winston Churchill. He's not in Washington area, he's in London.
Oh,
but I talked to him there and told him if he had any talent and everything, the Jews said he knew his grandfather and his father very well. He was very glad to be with him. I said, he'd seen this article in the past, that was very upsetting. He said that he would have gone ahead and called me if he was in town. I said, when he comes back, give us a call.
Good.
But he's not in Washington area.
Expect a message any minute.
I'll be over to you and be here to get it ready.
Oh, I see.
If they are going to Saigon.
Yes, sir. They're airborne. We've got all.
Do you think Henry committed his own mind on this? Because, you know, I thought that he was going to keep his options open until the end of the day when I'm. Or do you think he has made some progress today on the five outstanding issues?
I think he went to the big issues first, and the ones that he knew he could fall off of and didn't make too much difference, he'd get next. And then sent the message that he got the main thing settled.
What does he get to say?
He'll be there Wednesday night.
That's Wednesday morning. Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning. I got that. Tomorrow morning, right time. And I've got a stack of messages waiting for him, and he should have a few waiting to come back to us very quickly. There's been a certain amount of leakage, which I think must be coming from Hanoi, because one of the networks called Ron and said, we've heard that Kissinger may be going to Hanoi. Ron has denied, of course he doesn't know, and he's denied flat Coleman's plans to come back here.
Yeah, but you know, Henry was talking about they're going back to prepare to receive him in Hanoi, and obviously they're getting stuff out of his correspondence.
Now we can fix that. We got to do it. One thing we've got to do it out. One thing we've got to do. Henry.
That and the bombing. That and the
does
bombing.
Does he need to hear it from me on that? Or
no, I think he understands. In fact, I had
and
a
lobby
hall something on
that. And he cannot go to the lobby under any circumstances unless it's signed, sealed, and delivered to you. Now, if you all can understand, rather common visibilities for these things. And in this case, we cannot take even a 5% risk. 5% risk on that on your that Christ with Ramsey Clark and the others will comprehend it just you're on it. I wrote him a memorandum and told him that must, if he ever got it, he's got to be sure he isn't caught smiling. Ever.
Absolutely.
And the worst thing that could happen, even if he didn't realize it was a majority.
Yeah.
Good God, it would be terrible.
Would
this
be.
Is the enemy.
Okay.
I just hope that came out of my mind. Now, you don't think he is. He's misleading us on this, because I understand
no,
where
I don't
he
think
should not go to Hanoi.
He agonized. Of course, I started on the minute we got back. I said, that Hanoi thing is a loser.
Yeah.
I said, and in his own sense, it's a loser. God, he's the guy that's going to
sure.
really be...
He goes there and it doesn't work. It's a loser. If he doesn't go to Hanoi, when would he come back here? When would he arrive here?
Well, I think... He'd be back Saturday, and I think he'll need every minute of that time to work on two, and I think two's going to be tough.
He was not here. Not now.
No.
He will have to be emotional. He's going to get better,
but
no. Well, not
done.
He's going to be done.
With or without him. With or without him. He can't commit suicide. He'll come along. That we can be confident of. But what I'm afraid of is these bastards may have just cured this right to the time when they've got these battalions around Saigon, which they can't hold there very long. Q knows that. And hope to get the signature just in time for them to put their flags up and claim they control a good part of the areas around Saigon. And Q, that's why Q's going to be tough. He's just going to be tough. And they've moved in the last 48 hours all around. Yes, sir.
Have they?
They're threatening Route 1, Route 13, and Route 7, which goes north of Saigon.
Henry, I suppose, is comfortable about that.
Well, I've sent him messages on it, and Henry knows that he better watch his step on this one.
We can't have a ceasefire.
Not if it's going
to
unravel everything. And we're in the driver's seat here. We don't have to.
Sure.
In good shape.
We're in a better bargaining position after the election before if he doesn't like to face that fact. You know damn well it's true. McGovern is out. And we're in. And we won on this issue.
Absolutely.
And they know damn well that I've got to be the confrontant and the contendant for 4 years. What the hell do you think you do? They're going to settle after this election, and they're going to settle goddamn fast.
All right.
The pressure will be greater now than now.
I think they'll end up settling for just a pure military.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know. Send it over. Let me know.
Yeah.
get the stack of baskets up, right? And I'll hook them up, and I'm going to take them up to work on the camp table for the weekend.
I